Last 2 weeks, we had substantive debates and sometimes lively exchanges on the future of the NPT, a treaty so central to our collective security that we all describe it as the cornerstone of the international arms control and disarmament architecture. You, Mr. Chairman, have steered us well through this process, so let me thank you for your able, circumspect, and forward-looking stewardship, which has helped to build momentum on the way to a successful review conference in 2020. Your summary report constitutes a sound basis for our future work. Allow me, Mr. Chairman, to make a number of more general remarks. The starting point for our discussions was the general feeling that among all states parties that the NPT has served us well as an instrument in order to continue to do so in the future. However, we cannot deny the challenges non-proliferation regime is currently facing, which are their merit in this PrEPCOM. North Korea's illegal quest for nuclear weapons remains the biggest proliferation crisis to date and a huge threat to international peace and security. We welcome the recent diplomatic initiatives aimed at decreasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, but we need to remain vigilant. DPRK has yet to take concrete action to give up his nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in a complete, irreversible, and verifiable manner. As NPT members, we need to stand united in order to counter the challenges DPRK's illegal activities pose to the NPT. We are very content with the fact that so many states have signed up to the declaration reiterating the expectations of the international community vis-à-vis DPRK in this regard. Germany stands firmly committed to the preservation and continued full and effective implementation of the JCPOA by all participants, as it shows the possibility to indeed arrive at a comprehensive solution for major nuclear proliferation crisis. However, the challenges pertaining to this agreement remain on the table. They need to be addressed in a prudent manner in order to preserve this landmark agreement, which has many ramifications for security of the region of the Middle East and the future credibility of the NPT. This PrEPCOM has also raised the dangers of proliferation with other weapons of mass destruction and the need to preserve and strengthen the respective legal international framework. This is so important as we see the undermining of any universally accepted norm as a challenge to the overall rules-based international order. We have also voiced our concerns pertaining to violations of existing arms control agreements, notably the INF, and we asked the US and Russia to prolong New START as we need continued success stories in this area. We have also clearly raised our position with regards to efforts to reinterpret the compatibility of the so-called concept of nuclear sharing with the NPT. The past 2 weeks were a vivid testimony of the current difficult and complex security situation in the world and the threats to non-proliferation arising from it. However, we have clearly pointed out that Germany will continue to pursue an ambitious nuclear disarmament agenda. We are convinced that not only defense and deterrence, but also disarmament and arms control contribute to all our security, which we see as mutually reinforcing. We continue to believe that an inclusive, broadly based, step-by-step approach, rather than radical but unrealistic designs, is the best way to achieve that goal. We share this approach with our allies and like-minded partners. Of paramount importance in this context is the prohibition on the production of fissile material for weapons, which would be a major breakthrough strengthening both effective non-proliferation as well as contributing at least over time to nuclear disarmament. We note with great satisfaction that support for such an instrument remains strong. We also want to see the CTBT enter into force and see much value in the work of the CTBTO and the International Monitor System to detect nuclear tests. The almost universal support for this important instrument has to lead it to its entry into force in a not-so-distant future. Moreover, a robust and credible verification regime of concrete nuclear disarmament measures is needed, and we have seen growing testimony during that PrEPCOM that initiatives like the IPNDV can really deliver results based on a non-discriminatory and technical approach. We have also noted during this PrEPCOM that the so-called negative security assurances have played an important role in establishing confidence in the nuclear non-proliferation regime and diminishing the role of and prominence of nuclear weapons in national doctrines. We consider a reaffirmation of existing NSAs as one possible deliverable for the 2020 review conference. Together with our partners from the NPDI, Germany remains committed to promoting these and other concrete steps in order to advance the implementation of the NPT across all its three pillars. During the last 2 weeks, NPDI has fruitfully and focused discussions with the P5, the NAM, and the NUC on concrete proposals put forward by the NPDI with regard to EG transparency and a reform of the review process. The NPDI's active engagement underlines its key role for ensuring cohesion with the NPDI despite various approaches to the issue of nuclear disarmament. Germany would also like to commend once again the IAEA for its crucial and invaluable work regarding the peaceful use of nuclear energy, including through its safeguard system. Nuclear security is a truly global challenge since the threat of nuclear terrorism has reached global dimensions. We continue to pay attention to all processes with strength in the framework of the relevant international bodies and organizations with the IAEA in its central coordinating role. This PREPCO, Mr. Chairman, has done its homework in terms of necessary procedural decisions to take us closer to a successful 2020 review conference, to which we all attach special importance as we then celebrate the 50th anniversary of the entry into force of this treaty. This is mainly thanks to you, Mr. Chairman. We very much hope in this context as well that the remaining obstacles on this way with the appointment of the 2020 chair will be removed as soon as possible. Germany stands ready to work with all parties to this end. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished